Sitting at the bar, Dan noticed the three party girls at the high cocktail table in the corner. Which guy in the lounge hadn't? The blonde was slightly plump but had a nice smile. The brunette in the corner had an athletic body, and the brunette next to her had fake lips and tits. She attracted most of the attention and definitely had Dan's. He was a traditional man who wanted a woman who shared his values, and he was certain that the one with the silicones didn't. But every man had a fantasy of sleeping with such a woman, and Dan was no different. He pictured sticking his dick in between her tits and squeezing them as she licked his tip. Dan kept looking at them, trying to think of a witty line that would have them eating out of his palm. A few minutes later, he was still at the bar, unable to come up with anything intriguing. The plumpy blonde and the athletic brunette stood up and walked to the bathroom. Dan knew that this was his opportunity to talk to the plastic brunette. He paid his bill and walked around the bar. "You look exquisite," he said to her. She looked up from her phone and smiled at him. Her eyes sparkled. Dan was surprised by her reaction as he figured that Barbie dolls such as her were stuck up and unfazed by compliments. "Thank you. That's nice of you to come up to me and say that." Her friendliness made Dan even more horny. He couldn't believe that such a hot woman was also beautiful on the inside. "It's my pleasure. I wanted to talk to you. I'm Dan," he extended his arm. "Nice to meet you, Dan. I'm Grace." That's definitely not the name he imagined her to have. He thought she would have a more exotic name such as Giselle or Chanel. "This is actually my first time here," he said. "I needed to get out of the house and away from work." "What do you do?" "I'm an author."
"Oh, really?
Interesting. What do you write?"
"Mostly romance novels with some thriller combined."
"You?"
"I'm a lawyer."
Once again, she surprised him. He couldn't picture a woman who looked like a porn star to show up in court. Dan imagined the judge ogling at her big tits, which likely influenced him to rule in her favor.
"You're full of surprises."
"Why is that?"
"Not only are you beautiful and pleasant, but you're also smart."
Her smile broadened. Dan didn't know that women who had Grace's beauty were hardly ever approached because men were either too intimidated by them or assumed the worst about them. She briefly closed her eyes, and Dan snuck in a peek at her exposed tits. They looked even better from up close. He got hard just thinking about having his dick in between them. Her two friends returned. Grace introduced Dan to them, and they, too, were friendly. He figured that it was a girls' night and that it would be better to talk to Grace when they were alone.
"It was wonderful talking to you.
I'd love to catch up with you another time," said Dan.
"Sure. I'll send you a text. What's your number?"
Dan said goodbye to her friends first and then shook hands with Grace, holding eye contact. He walked away feeling like Casanova, knowing that the other men at the bar were envious of him. At the car, Dan looked at Grace's message and felt proud of himself for going after what he wanted. And Grace wasn't just any woman. She was many men's fantasy. Being seen with her in town would make Dan receive a lot of attention from men and women. He really hoped that she would meet up with him. Not seeing the point in wasting time, Dan messaged Grace the following day. She replied within a few minutes with a smiley face. Dan smiled because the emoji made him feel that she was glad he had contacted her. What man wouldn't want a woman like Grace to react like that? They met up at an upscale cafe. Grace had suggested it, and Dan went along with her plan because he wasn't really familiar with the hotspots. After a lovely conversation that lasted 2 hours, Dan walked Grace to her car. They squared up and smiled at each other. He leaned in, and she closed her eyes before their lips pressed together.
Her chest pressed against Dan's, making him harder. He wanted to grab her tit, but he thought it was too soon. A few moments later, they pulled back, smiling. Dan grabbed her hands and then kissed her cheek. She smiled again because she enjoyed that he treated her like a lady and had not assumed that she was a whore who would sleep with him on the first date. Dan hoped that she would sleep with him, but he didn't have the confidence and experience to take it there. The following day, Grace sent Dan a message. "Thanks for last night. It was wonderful. Hope we can do it again soon." Dan's face lit up. He knew that she wanted to take things further with him, and he couldn't believe his luck. Most authors are introverts, and Dan wasn't much different. He had some social skills, but he never thought that a woman like Grace would give him the time of day. He immediately set up another date. This time, he made reservations at an upmarket restaurant. His plan was to wine and dine her to get her into bed. He believed that Grace had many offers from men better looking and richer than him, so he wanted to seal the deal before she ran away from him. The following day, Dan went to pick up some groceries. He noticed a blonde woman in the meat section and thought about going there to be close to her. He hadn't made up his mind about striking up a conversation, but he was certain that he wanted to be close to her. She grabbed a rump steak package and then briefly looked at Dan and smiled at him because she noticed in her peripheral that he was looking at her. "Good choice," he said. She nodded and smiled. "It's my favorite. Seems like you feed your husband well." "I'm not married." "Oh, okay. Then, your boyfriend?" "No boyfriend either. I'm making this for my mom and me." "That's nice of you. I'm Dan." He extended his arm and smiled. "Millie. Nice to meet you. Are you married?" "No. No kids either." Millie smiled and kept her eyes on him. Dan knew that she was waiting for him to escalate, so he said, "Do you have time for coffee?" "I do. That sounds nice." Dan waited outside the shop for her to pay. She walked towards him, and he admired her pink blouse and black pants, coupled with black shoes. She looked like a housewife should. Not an ounce of makeup was on her face, and the rest of her body was definitely natural. During their chat over coffee, Dan found out that Millie wanted to be a housewife with two children. She was 25 years old and still living with her mother. He was pleased to hear that she had only one boyfriend her entire life. They went on a second date 2 days later. After getting to know Millie more, Dan could see a future with Millie. She fit the description of a wife perfectly. It bothered him that she was still living with her mom, but he was prepared to overlook it as he knew that it was impossible to find the perfect person. That weekend, Dan's doorbell rang unexpectedly. He frowned, confused about as to who it could be. He figured that it was a salesperson. Dan opened the door and smiled, seeing Grace at his door. She smiled at him and said, "Hi. Hope I'm not disturbing." "No, not at all. This is a pleasant surprise. Come in." In the lounge, Grace held up the box of muffins in her hands. "This is for you," she said. "Oh, wow. You didn't have to buy that." "I didn't. I baked it." Dan looked at her for a few seconds, trying to digest that she put on an apron and got her hands dirty. She didn't seem like the type to do that. On the couch, Dan poured her wine and then they toasted to good times. After a few glasses, Grace got the giggles. She often touched his arm as she leaned into him and laughed. Dan had noticed it. He looked at her intensely as she laughed. Her laugh faded and she looked at him. Suddenly, his lips crashed into hers. She reclined, and he got on top of her. Her fingers ran wildly through his hair, disheveling it, and he grabbed her thigh, hooking her left leg on him. Dan pulled up her top and stared at her tits for a few seconds before squeezing the left one and then sucking the right nipple. He pressed his face against her tits and rattled his head. She grabbed the back of his head and pressed it even closer to her tits. It was evident to her that he loved her silicones. They were perfectly round and firm. He sat up. Grace grabbed his dick over his pants. She knew he would be hard. He reclined and spread his legs. She smiled and then kneeled in front of him on the floor. After pulling down his pants, Grace squeezed her tits with his dick in between them, bobbing them up and down his dick. Dan smiled at her, grateful that she was servicing him just the way he liked it. She grabbed his dick and squeezed it several times, inflating his tip. He was looking forward to having plastic lips on his dick. He didn't know what it felt like to have big lips sliding up and down his dick. Grace wrapped her lips around his tip and then slid her lips down. Dan murmured, looking at her suck his dick like no woman had before. Her lips moistened, making the blow job wetter. A sly smile appeared on Dan's face as he gritted his teeth. She pressed her lips against his balls and then opened her mouth. His balls dipped inside her mouth but also pressed on her lips. Her tongue slid on the bottom of his balls, making his balls wetter. Grace sucked his dick for a few minutes longer and then got on her hands and knees on the couch. He stood behind her and then stuck his dick into her pussy. She was tighter than he thought she would be because he figured that she must have been with quite a few men. Dan rammed her hard from behind. Her big tits slightly moved back and forth, barely wobbling. He ran his hand up her back and then grabbed her ponytail. He yanked it, and she snapped her head up. "Oh yes. That's it," she exclaimed. It was evident to him that she liked it hard and dirty. He spanked her ass hard several times, leaving a red handprint on her butt cheek. After a few minutes, she flipped over onto her back and then raised her leg straight up. He stuck his dick inside her pussy and then grabbed her throat. Dan applied slight pressure but enough to fluster her face. Her forehead moistened from sweat as he rammed his dick hard into her pussy. She loved his aggression. He smacked her face several times, and she smiled at him. Nothing turned her on more than a dominant man showing her who's the boss. Dan pulled his dick out and then leaned over her, his back straight as he got on his toes and he held the couch's backrest for support. His dick hovered over Grace's mouth, and she quickly shoved it into her mouth, her wet lips making his dick moister. She engulfed his dick with her mouth and coddled his balls. He smiled, loving every second of it. A few minutes later, Dan sat on the couch, and Grace sat on top of him. She placed her hands on his shoulders and bounced on his dick. He grabbed her small waist and mostly stared at her perfectly round tits. Sometime later, he felt that he was going to come, so he quickly lifted Grace off him and threw her to his side. Laying on her back, Grace watched Dan shove his dick in between her tits and then squeeze them. His load shot to her face and some on her lips. He wiped the few remaining drops of cum on his dick with her lips. On Sunday, Dan and Grace had a date at the upmarket restaurant. After dinner, they went back to her place and had sex. The following week, Dan had a date with Millie. He covered the bill again, and Millie hadn't even offered to pay anything. He understood that she was traditional and that the perks of being with such a woman would materialize only if he was married to her. They had another date a few days later. After dinner, Dan walked Millie to her car and then kissed her. He squeezed her ass, and she pulled back. It was obvious to him that she felt he had rushed it. Growing impatient, Dan sighed. She frowned, feeling offended that he thought she was easy. "Sorry," he said. Although frustrated, Dan was glad that she didn't move quickly. Her reluctance to be intimate solidified his belief of her being a housewife. Since he couldn't bang Millie, he went to Grace's house the following day and had the best sex of his life. On their fifth date, Millie asked Dan if he was seeing anybody else. He stared at her for a few seconds, contemplating the best response. He knew the truth was the right answer, but he believed that Millie would make him choose. Dan lowered his gaze and then nodded. She told him that she was serious about him, and if he wanted to be with her, he'd have to decide who he wanted. At home, Dan listed Millie's and Grace's best and worst qualities. After comparing notes, he made up his mind about whom he wanted to be with for the rest of his life. The following day, he drove to a house and then rang the bell. Grace opened the door and smiled. She threw her arms around him and then grabbed his hand and walked him into the lounge. They sat on the couch, and Dan looked at her incessant smile. "You're an amazing woman, Grace. I'm so fortunate that I met you. Any man would be lucky to be with you, and I've had the privilege of spending the last few weeks with you. I'm also lucky to be with you." Dan looked down and then eventually looked at her. "Grace, I don't mean to hurt you, but I've met someone. And I can see myself spending the rest of my life with her." Grace's smile faded. She felt like someone had punched her in her gut, leaving her winded. It's like she was suffocating and couldn't even gulp. She tried hard to hold back the tears, but they slipped out of her eyes and slid down her cheeks. Dan rubbed her back, but she asked him to leave. During the drive home, Dan thought about what led him to his decision. He figured that Grace's plastic surgery revealed a lot about her character and her inability to be a housewife. He also believed that she had been with numerous men and was interested only in dating. Marriage didn't seem like it was her type of deal. But the problem is that Dan never asked her about her future plans. Grace baked him cookies, whereas Millie never cooked him anything. She satisfied him sexually when Millie got upset because he grabbed her ass. Yet, Dan believed that he had made the right decision. A year later, he and Millie got married. It was one of the happiest days of his life. But 2 years later, they got divorced. Millie was a prude about sex, wanting to have it once a week. In the second year of their marriage, they had sex only once a month. She didn't work and expected Dan to cover all the bills. Feeling like his whole world had been turned upside down, Dan walked along the waterfront. He was looking at the ground as he walked, but then looked up as he neared an ice cream stand. Grace was standing in line. His eyes widened, and he smiled. As he walked towards her, he thought about the best way to apologize and beg for her forgiveness. He hoped she would give him another chance and understand that he had made the worst mistake of his life. Only a few meters away from her, Dan stopped dead in his tracks. A man had joined the queue and stood next to Grace. She smiled at him and rubbed his back, revealing her wedding ring. Dan dropped his shoulders and exhaled a deep breath. He closed his eyes and lowered his chin. In the moment, he recalled what his high school librarian had said to him, "Never judge a book by its cover."